On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about flowers and tacos. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, I am recording from a Stop and Shop parking lot in my car on a lunch break. Whee! Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to Aggressively Positive, episode number 8. I couldn't really think of anything fun to go along with the number 8, so instead, I'm gonna read some reviews for Aggressively Positive that you guys have left. I love reading these reviews. They make me so happy, and they really just, they confirm the fact that what I'm trying to get across to you guys, you're getting that. And that makes me feel so happy. Here we go. Short and sweet. There's nobody I trust more than Adam Thoreau to help me be more aggressively positive. That's it. And that's enough for me to know that I'm doing my job right. Thank you. Next. I've never really been a podcast kind of person, but after reading about these, I tried to give them a try. I had to give them a try. I'm so glad I did. These are amazing to listen to, but if you're having a down-in-the-dumps kind of day, these are the kind of podcast that really brighten up your mood. It's so refreshing listening to something that is about all the good in this world, the good that can happen, and the messages of motivation and positivity. Nothing like a cup full of coffee and an ear full of happiness to start your day. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep things moving. Great podcast for people that need to feel good or already feel good. Adam is amazing and the sound clips are perfect. I love his enthusiasm, which I don't really have much of, for life and highly recommend this podcast and supporting good people doing good. Woo! Thanks, Sean. Makes me stoked that you're stoked on me being stoked. Move it along. Coming from my girl Abby. She says, I will forever be a listener. Who can't use more aggressively positive energy in their life? I smiled, I laughed, and I thought of ways to find the humor in the troubles that have come my way today. I was inspired and motivated, just as I knew I would be. I can't wait to tell everyone to listen. I hope you guys do, because then I can do more. Oh man, I would love to make good people doing good and aggressively positive my full-time job. I would love to make that. I would love to bring you daily episodes of reading good news stories. But for now, juggling my work life and my home life and, you know, the fact that we're 4 weeks away, my wife and I are 4 weeks away from having a baby, it's a lot to think about right now. But I super appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. And I'm going to leave on this awesome one. The host of Aggressively Positive, Adam Thoreau, shares uplifting stories about good people doing good things. Perhaps shares isn't actually quite accurate. The words aggressively positive are the best description. Adam is a supernova of positivity. The energy level is set to 11 with plenty of comedy and self-deprecation thrown in to create a well-rounded and professional result. Buckle up. It's quite a ride because of the show's fast pace, the host's ability to change direction like a cheetah, wha-pow! And the theme that is doing good is infectious. I was left with a big smile on my face and wondering, what had just happened? Aggressively Positive has immediately leapt to my top 5 favorite podcasts. Aw, thanks, Don. You'll laugh a lot. And you'll learn that in today's world, there are still good people doing good things. And that makes me so happy that you guys are getting out of this what I've been trying to say. I love hearing what you guys have to say. That is, if you enjoyed the podcast. And some people, I don't want to hear what you have to say if you didn't enjoy it. Just move on. Don't troll. So leave a review, and I just might read it on an upcoming episode. But what do you say? Let's keep things moving with our first good news story of the week. Kelly Stewart, 27 years old, started working at Taco Bell last October. She also started writing positive notes more than a month ago and is now getting lots of love and thank you from customers. One person said that they got a message written on their to-go order that said, "When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot around it and hang on." And that was a quote from Franklin D. Roosevelt. That woman said, "It made me stop in my tracks and smile. Knowing someone took the time out of their work or their life to write this is another example that there are still good people out there." Other people have been posting their messages on social media and sharing how the good notes make them feel. Kelly then told us, "I enjoy people. I like helping them make each day a little bit better. And it's important to me to set on a good example for my 6-year-old son. Sometimes life can be tough, and I like looking up quotes and writing them out for people. Positive, inspiring quotes make cheesy memes on the internet, of course, but they do make so much of a difference. Because you can read a 6, 9, 12-word sentence. It'll at least change your mood for that day. And just any sort of positive change is a great change, my friends. So, Kelly Stewart, you keep doing what you do. You keep inspiring people. You keep motivating people. You keep making other people smile. And I will keep eating Taco Bell. And doing what I do and making people smile. Cheers. Okay, this is a good one. This is a great one. This is so good. It's great. This one was sent to me by my brother. A photo posted to Facebook Thursday by Summit Trail Middle School in Kansas shows these boys beaming from ear to ear before they hand out hundreds of pink carnations. In total, about 270 girls and 70 staff members were given flowers by these three boys. The school's principal told us that one of the boys approached her with an idea a few weeks ago. She said, "Tristan Valentine, fitting last name, an eighth grader, wanted every young lady to feel special that day and accepted. So he teamed up with Cayenne Rice, a seventh grader, and Lincoln Holmes, a sixth grader, to bring his idea to fruition. They arranged the funding, and some of them even used their own money to buy the flowers. Then they carefully planned on how they would distribute the flowers to make sure that no girl was left out. Every flower included a note that read, 'Happy Valentine's Day,' or 'I hope you feel special today.'" These kids, that is awesome. Not only did these kids want to make every girl, every young woman in that school feel loved and accepted, they went through with it. They raised money. They put their own money into it. That's passion. That is beautiful. And these three kids, yes, they are players, but they have hearts. Just those three hearts is enough heart to make the state of Kansas love for the next 2 decades. I just kind of estimated that math. That's not like, it's close. It's close enough. But you know what, guys? You did it right. And that's how you do Valentine's Day. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of the holiday because it just seems so commercialized. And you know, it's like, oh, today you got to tell your loved one you love them. I tell my wife I love her about 7-8 times a day. But heck, I'll tell you, it's a good excuse to eat some chocolate. I bought my wife chocolate this year for Valentine's Day. However, I did not buy any Valentine's chocolate. I just bought the good stuff that I know she wanted. I didn't buy it for 270 people. So for that, these kids rule. Kind of rambled off into something else. So I'm going to ramble off into something else, something else.
We interrupt your normally scheduled podcast to bring you 1 minute of random facts. Start the car horn.
This is fun. Start the clock. No word in the English language rhymes with orange, silver, or purple. The word samba means to rub navels together. Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, was allergic to carrots. Fun fact. The electric chair was invented by a dentist. Weird fact. A jiffy is a unit of time for 1/100th of a second. The average person spends about 6 months of their life sitting at red lights.
More Monopoly money is printed in a year than real money throughout the world. Caesar salad has absolutely nothing to do with the Caesars. It was first concocted in a bar in Tijuana, Mexico in the 1920s. And that's awesome because I love Caesar salads. 1/4 of the bones in your body are in your feet. Crocodiles and alligators are surprisingly fast on land. Although they are rapid, they are not agile. So if being chased by one, just run in a zigzag. You'll lose him or her. Ha! In the United States, a pound of potato chips costs 200 times more than a pound of potatoes. And lastly, a giraffe can go without water actually a lot longer than a camel. Ooh, woof! I learned a lot. I laughed. I cried. Now let's continue on together. Oh no, it's the big bad dude with the rude attitude! It's Big Bad Billy!
Yeah, that's right, it's me, Big Bad Billy, but how did you know I was coming?
I could smell you!
What do you mean?
Well, I got a big old whiff of onion, elephant poop, and mustard, and I said, hey, it must be Big Bad Billy!
Hey! That's mean! That hurts my feelings!
Oh, wow! Does it? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You made me want to cry, Mommy.
Oh, God. Is it bad that I feel bad for Big Bad Billy right now? I know most of you are saying no, but I do. He does smell like onions, elephant poop, and mustard, but I was very mean right there, and that's not cool of me. I'm sorry, guys. I can't believe it took me, not can't believe, but I'm surprised that I broke. I swear, in 8 episodes so far, I haven't broken yet, guys, but I apologize for that. I never want to be mean. Even if it's to giant turds like Big Bad Billy. I think I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again, my friends. You can't fight mean with mean. It's so much better to fight for what you love than against what you hate. Hey, Big Bad Billy!
What?
Could you come back here for a second?
What? What are you going to do? Make fun of me again?
No, actually the opposite, Big Bad Billy. I'm sorry. What I said wasn't nice. It was true. But it still wasn't nice. And I want to take back what I said. Especially how I said it.
Wait. Are you apologizing to me?
Yes, Big Bad Billy. I'm sorry for the way that I acted.
Ha! You're a loser! Only losers are apologizers and feel sorry and have feelings. Ha! I never actually felt bad. I hope you dwell on that, and I hope it hurts at night. Ha ha! I hate you!
I still don't take back what I said. But, my friends, I've been learning this, especially now that I'm putting myself out there more with good people doing good and aggressively positive. There's always trolls. Sad, sad trolls. Do not feed the trolls. All right, this next segment is one that I hope to do at least once a month. I've been mentoring an awesome kid, CJ, through Big Brothers and Big Sisters for over 4 years now. We have so much fun together, and we've done so much. And I actually had a little chat with him at the end of our hangout session last week. Check it out. So, sitting here, my man CJ, my BBF, my little bro, munching on some cheesy gordita crunch Taco Bell right now. How is it?
Great.
Great?
Yeah, it's the best.
Out of 10?
10.
You give it a 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right, friends, you hear that. Go out and get yourself the double cheesy crunch gordita.
And Diablo sauce.
And Diablo sauce. So, we were at the arcade today, right? Playing Mario Kart, mm-hmm. right? And I crushed you so many times, I ended up winning. Mm. I'm the best player at Mario Kart ever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, totally.
What actually happened? Sorry, you can finish your food.
What actually happened is I beat him in Pac-Man.
You crushed me in Pac-Man and Mario Kart. I beat you in basketball. This is the only thing, and anybody that knows me would never expect for me to beat anybody in basketball. Did you have fun today? The arcade?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Most fun every week.
What do you have more fun, Taco Bell or the arcade?
You.
That's a good answer. Any of those answers would have been a good answer, but I like that one better. What have we done before? Like, what's one of your favorite things that we've ever done? I don't even know, man.
I think it was when I first met you, maybe a couple of weeks, when we went to, like, this big outing, and they had a marshmallow challenge, and it was, I think it was, like, whoever can fit the most marshmallows in their mouth, and I just started ramming them in.
You got, well, there's pictures. I know there's a picture where you have, like,
yeah,
at least 8 of them in there. That. Yeah. That was a good time. I remember that. That was at the YMCA.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Almost as good as Taco Bell.
Yeah.
There was one time we went to a carnival where you got, like, a doughboy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you were like, can I put powdered sugar on it? I was like, put however much you want on it. You put, like, 3 inches of powdered sugar on that thing.
Every time I touched it, I would get, like, an inch layer of coating on my finger.
Your finger, your shirt. But, it was awesome. That was a lot of sugar, a lot of fun. We went on a Ferris wheel that day. I think that was the first time you'd been on a Ferris wheel.
That's actually, when I was with you, I think it was, like, the first time I'd been on a roller coaster, too.
Yeah, the one that we went on that spun around too much?
Yeah, I almost threw up.
Yeah, we both did. We had to sit down for a little bit. Oh, that was a good time. Man, did you get that picture that I texted you the other day of the first picture that we ever took together? Where you did that cast on?
And it's kind of weird because I, like, just got my cast off a couple weeks ago. So it's like, because when that picture was taken, I had my left arm broken. Yeah, I had my left arm broken. And then, like, a week or two after, I get my cast off. And then it's like, I get the picture of when I had the cast.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Are you always breaking your arm in January?
No, not really.
No? You're breaking your arm in December, and then you're recovering by January.
Yes, sir.
Don't do that every year. Try not to break your arm every year. What, it's like every 4 years, right?
For sure.
Good stuff. All right. That was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Say bye to everybody.
Bye.
Man, I love that kid. We have so much fun together, and he has made an amazingly positive impact on my life, too. I can't wait until he gets a little more comfortable in front of that microphone. This segment could really grow into its own show. But until then, just little follow-ups on the story of Adam and CJ, BBFs. And that means best buds forever. An 11-year-old pit bull named Sadie is being hailed as a hero for saving her family from a gas leak in their New York home. The Tuckahoe Police Department received a call about a barking dog on the loose. When the police arrived, Sadie guided the officers back to her home. The police lieutenant said the dog then ran and took the officers through several streets and led them right back to the dog's residence and into the backyard. The officers noticed the home's sliding glass door was open and the fence was broke. As police walked around the perimeter of the house, they smelt the gas that was coming from an open basement window. The Eastchester Fire Department responded to the scene and confirmed there was a gas leak coming from the basement. Somehow, Sadie chewed and dug out the wooden blocker, keeping the sliding door shut, and managed to run out into the backyard, started barking, got the police called, got the firemen there. She saved the day. Her owner then went on to say, she went on to say, Sadie is a hero. Sadie is our hero. She saved our lives. Again, friends, you know, that is such a beautiful story, my friends. And it's a dog. This is true. Man's best friend. Man's savior. Serena Costello, you are lucky to have Sadie. And I know that you know it. 3 cheers for Sadie. Woohoo! 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 I sent my best friend an edible arrangements bouquet. They're my best friend. I had one delivered to my mom's house on her anniversary because I was thinking of her. And for my brother's birthday, I sent him a very great edible arrangement. Edible arrangements bouquets are gorgeous, and they just taste so yum-yum. So for your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth order of edible arrangements completely free, go to edible.good. I don't know if this is actually even a website, if you can go to this, .bb. And use the promo code Good People Doing Good Aggressively Positive Adam Throw Good Stay Good Do Good Toodles Friends to get 100% off of your first 5 edible arrangements. All right, so this next story is about this week's goodest person of the week. My friends, this story is really short, but it was so touching. Okay, let me get into it. This week's goodest person of the week is Casey Allen. I received a package from the Allen family, and in the bottom of that package, there was a bag, a Ziploc bag, and in that Ziploc bag was $46.47, ranging from pennies to $20 bills. And in that bag, there was also a little index card. And on this index card, Casey wrote, "Fundraiser." You need to go to the Good People Doing Good Facebook page. Little Casey Allen touched my heart. He had spent a while raising money through donations at his home, asking friends that came over and family members to put in whatever they could. He was always accepting donations. I want to give the biggest shout out in the world to Casey Allen. Thank you so much, buddy. This could have bought so many ice cream sandwiches. Or Pokemon cards? But no. Casey raised over $40, almost $50, and sent it to little old Good People Doing Good in little old Rhode Island. And I want to thank your big old heart, Casey, for being so awesome. I really appreciate you supporting Good People Doing Good, and I appreciate you enjoying Aggressively Positive. And Casey, if just you continue to listen to this, that enough is enough for me to keep doing this. You are the reason I do this. And thank you so much for doing what you've done. I promise I'm going to put that money to great use. That money that would have otherwise not gone to the deserving people that will get it. Buddy, more than you know it, you are this week's goodest person of the week, one of my favorite people in the world right now, and I can only imagine that everybody that knows you is so proud of you, buddy. Your mom is so proud of you. Ah, I love you guys. I love you, Casey. And, you're the best! All right, well, that's it for this episode, my friends. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you found it inspiring. You know where to find us on the internets. goodpeopledoinggood.org. And same thing with Facebook and Instagram. Well, not same thing. If you go to goodpeopledoinggood.org, you'll actually find the links for Facebook and Instagram. But if you're on there, it's goodpeopledoinggood.org, all one word. And if you're interested in becoming a patron of Good People Doing Good, you know where to find that Patreon link. It's on goodpeopledoinggood.org. All of that money we raise every month, we put it back out into the community through unexpected, random acts of kindness. And you're going to hear more about some of the stuff we're doing because we're continuing to grow. And we've so far, we're 127 patrons, I believe, over $800 a month coming in. I thank all of you so much for making that possible. And lastly, I ask you to simply leave a 5-star rating if you've enjoyed the podcast. It really, truly helps us reach more listeners. And the more listeners we get, the bigger we can grow. And I talked about that earlier, so no need to repeat myself. Just want to tell you guys, stay good and do good. Toodles, friends. Jerry DuPont, Amelietta Godfrey, Donna LaFontaine, Ryan Wilder, Amanda George, Ali Jed, Trisha Dorley, Wade Zawatsky, Kaylin Nassar, Tara Bendig, Jesus Mendoza, Victoria Kilbanoff, Jackie Marconi, Samantha Seeger, Vern Parks, Joy Mongolo, Jennifer Little, Rachel Ferreria, Terrific, Time Suck with Dan Cummins, Tess Green, Reverend Jeffrey O'Neill, Don Lawrence, Ben Velik, Lindsay Trogdon, Dennis L. Cusper, Brandon Bump, and Kevin, David B. Verliger, Michael Feeney, Dan Paswell, Rachel Pavel, Catherine Labnin, Mindy Thoreau, Donna Quinn, Bo Zimmerman, Michael Patriarca, Dustin Dumas, Robert Jennings, Brennan McKay, Melissa Beckhouse, Kyle Kane, Lynn Lawrence, Dylan Irish, Trisha Allen, and Casey too, Justin Phillips, Robert Darnell Partridge, fourth, Liz B. Donna Smith, Alicia Reynolds, Ryan Chilson, What Is Big Deal, Molly Rebeck, Nathan Cruz, John Rogers, Scott King, Ryan Zick, Becky Lusk, Mary Searle, Natalie Schubert, Wendy King, Dan Smith and Patrick Kelleher, Stephen Roca, Jen McGoslin, Trisha Kocher, Andy and Courtney Hopkins, Megan Howell, Matthew Davies, Mary Hennessy, Jacob Montgomery, Ryan Kyle Tiegler, Justin Martin, Cody Smiley, Nick Hirschfield, Dan Burrell, Andy Rue, Tim Wallace too, and Sherry Leach, Damien Salvo, G, no, Emily Heath, Brendan Goulet, Jessica, Nathan Hurd, Jeffrey Hardy, Robert Willis, Harmony Valenkamp, Dick Donovan, Eric Clark, Kara James, Anthony Gagliardi, Wyvern Workshops, Lindsay Rustin, Naomi Ward, Jessica Gumby, Jim McDonough, Charles Starkey, Jason Simmons, Jessica Bradley, Colleen Ouellette, Christopher Camara, John Calcio Jr., Alex Hatzberger, Agnieszka Hollinsworth, Amy Sherman, Shannon Oliver, Stephen Gallo, Dahlia Payne Thomas, Garrett Lemire, Lady Lindsay Lemoyne, Kim Malone, Gary Jacobs, Amanda Gagnon, Pavel Scannell, Bob Whitney, Ian O'Neill, Megan Printer, John, Abigail Wilson, Desmond Clark, Ryan Bear, and Matthew Tice, Kevin Holmes, and Ryan Jarls, and Beck, and Jacqueline Bull, Shane Maxwell, Stephen Lloyd, Connor Miller, Ty Gerard, Shelby, Joe T, Faith Ford, Eric T. Hudson, Eric T. Hudson. I put on folk instrumental radio on Pandora and sung you that one. That was weird. Let's see what I do next time. I love you guys.